people of gifted spirit and make it a form of understanding. The older I get, the more I realize every single generation has to fight the same battles again and again and again. There's no final victory and there's no final defeat. I bought my camp when I was 11, it was a book, and one phrase and it stuck in my mind. Hitler said, democracy inevitably leads to Marxism. Now you work that one out. He recognized that if people knew what was going on and organized and had the right to organize, then things would change in a way he did not want. I mean, the simple lesson is that this country and the world have been run by rich and powerful men from the beginning of time. Began with slavery, they owned the workers and the land. If any slave objected, he was flogged or hanged, and that kept them in order. And the only real wealth in the world is land and the resources that lie under it and the people. They are the real source of wealth. And until really quite recently, working people had no rights at all. In 1834, only 2% of the population had the vote. They were all rich men. Women didn't have the vote at all. And out of trade unionism came the trades. The Chartists vote for men, the suffragettes for votes for women, the trade union movement wanted representation in Parliament, Labour Party reform, adopted a socialist programme, and that was the first real change. And of course, when the slump occurred in the 1930s, Hitler used the Jews and the communists as an excuse to get into power. He said to them, give me votes, give me...